Turning the Blind Corner, Finding the Courage to Make a Career Change. In the previous episodes in this series, you heard interviews with a few of the staff members here at GCF Learn Free, in which they shared their personal stories and experiences with taking the risk to deviate from the career path they were on, whether it was to leave an unsatisfying job or to make a major career change. I'm Lisa, and today's episode is the conclusion to this series. I'll be taking a look back at some of the main themes that popped up in those interviews, including the common mental barriers associated with transitioning into a new career or job, like fear, anxiety, self-doubt, and just the general feelings surrounding a risk to travel into the unknown. One of the first things I noticed during the interviews when I was asking people about why they wanted to leave their jobs, because before you can take that leap, you have to decide to leave whatever it is you're doing. It seemed like most of the responses ended up in two categories, and those were life needs versus personal needs. In terms of life needs, things like shorter commutes, finding a new job or career that could be worked around, major life changes like having a child or buying a home, seem to be the biggest reasons to explore other career options and opportunities. And then there were personal needs, sort of like life fulfillment needs. And by that I mean just the general experience of feeling unsatisfied, having a job that was unfulfilling or just not a good fit. Those seemed to be the big things that impacted the decision to take the leap into something new. Beyond that, though, beyond identifying the needs that would spark the desire for change, it seemed that to each of my guests, the risk of moving into a new career had been motivated in part by finding a way to make the kind of life it was that they had always wanted to lead. Taking a leap into something new wasn't just about a career change, it was about making a life change. And don't get me wrong, everyone expressed that, yes, there were a lot of things about the jobs that they wanted to leave. It was the work environment, it was the hours, it was the stress you take home with you at the end of the day. But ultimately, it went much deeper than that. It was about finding a place in this world where you can be happy and happy with what you're doing for a living. But often the most important changes are some of the most challenging. In one of my interviews, I spoke with my coworker, Sarah. We talked about the moment when you're about to turn the blind corner, when you're in the midst of taking the chance, and she described it as walking on a ledge. She said, "You really have to watch where you're going. You have to take careful steps." And that's just such a good metaphor for how it feels to be making your way through that process of taking a chance to get to a new destination. Something else that really stood out to me that I found really interesting was when I asked each of my interview guests what moment they were most proud of during their career transition period. And what was funny about their responses was that the moments they were proudest of were the exact things they also described as the scariest parts of taking the leap. Whether it was sticking it out through a long job search or finding the courage to leave their comfort zone and travel into an uncertain future or putting themselves out there and allowing themselves to be vulnerable. But it was finding their way through that scary moment, overcoming that mental barrier. Those were the very things that ended up being what they were most proud of themselves for. Despite the elements that make change difficult, something that everyone I talked to expressed was, if your gut is telling you it's time to move in a new direction, if you find something you want to try, why not send out your resume or your cover letter just to see where it goes? The way I think of it is, there will always be a million reasons not to do something, no matter what it is. You might be thinking, oh, they won't want me, I don't have the right experience, I'm not good enough. I've gone through the same thing, and it's hard. But if you can stop focusing on those things and start looking at it as, why not? Why not? Everyone starts somewhere. Give it a chance, see what happens, because that's the only way you're ever going to know. Ultimately, all of these feelings, being scared, being unsure, being afraid to leave your comfort zone or to move away from what you've always known, all of those things, those feelings, they're normal, they're natural. What I heard from my guests, people who'd experienced these things firsthand, agreed that when you're feeling unsure about making a change, when you're trying to find the courage to face the unknown, if you stick with it, if you stay focused, if you lean into what makes you uncomfortable, eventually your efforts are going to pay off and those barriers will crumble. That concludes this series on Turning the Blind Corner, Finding the Courage to Make a Career Change. I'm Lisa for GCFLearnFree.org. Thanks for listening.